Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Guns and guns and more guns. More than 300 million guns are on the streets of our America the Beautiful. Half of all the guns in the world are manufactured and sold in the United States. 10 guns per person. In just 3 months last year, Smith & Wesson sold $220 million worth of guns. There are more military-style rifles in the U.S. than in any other country in the world. 2 million of them made and sold here last year. 90% of all murders by guns are committed in the U.S. According to the FBI, the current weapon of choice for mass murder is the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle that blew away the lives of 17 high school children and teachers in Parkland, Florida, after blowing away 22 grammar school children and teachers in Newtown, Connecticut. So now the politicians in Congress are concerned about guns, talking about more thorough background checks and prohibiting people younger than 21 or mentally disturbed from purchasing a semi-automatic rifle. There's hardly any talking about the gun companies. How about a few words about prohibiting them from making all those deadly weapons? At least prohibit some of the weapons. If there were not so many semi-automatic rifles for sale for $600 on the internet and at gun shows, there wouldn't be so many to buy to kill so many children. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com and the WGN Radio Plus app.